Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
I can't keep up with all my streaming subscriptions. I'm on subscription overload.
Have you tried TV?
TV? What's that?
TV has tons of shows and live sporting events all within one subscription.
You mean I won't have a bunch of small bills that add up?
Nope. Plus, TV offers different kinds of programming on something called channels.
Oh, sounds interesting. But how will I watch Hulu?
Pretty much everything on Hulu is or was once on TV.
Grey's Anatomy was on TV. How old is that show?
And the best thing about TV is that you can watch it on your TV.
You convinced me. I'm signing up for TV today.
Then call your local cable provider on this thing called a phone.
A what?
People talk on it.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's the last full day of campaigning for Democrats before tomorrow's presidential caucuses in Nevada. President Trump at a rally in Colorado Springs critiquing the Democrats' debate performances the other night, including Mike Bloomberg's.
I was going to send him a note saying it's not easy doing what I do, is it?
He holds another rally in Las Vegas today. Coronavirus cases are spreading in South Korea.
The mayor of South Korea's capital, Seoul, announcing a ban on rallies and the closure of a church, which has been linked to dozens of infections. South Korea saying it now has more than 200 confirmed cases. That's risen fourfold in 2 days.
Fox's Simon Owen, 11 of 13 people evacuated to a hospital in Omaha, Nebraska from a cruise ship in Japan have tested positive for COVID-19. Only a few of them, we're told, actually show symptoms of the disease, though. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, who's ready for Friday? You get ready.
Hope you have a great weekend.
She is some wild, wild action.
What is the happiest day of the year?
It's Friday. It's the end of the week.
It's Friday. It's bad hair day.
We're going to turn this party around because I was born to be wild.
I never got to be wild.
It's a brand new Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, that's brilliant.
What more can you possibly want?
Let your imagination run wild. Born to be
wild. And the crowd goes wild.
Excellent. Brilliant. Brilliant.
I think it's going to be wild.
Oh, yeah.
Let yourself. No, I don't want to say that. It is 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. I just went outside to check the temperature.
My gosh.
It's chilly.
That wind
chill is something else. Let's find out about the weekend.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
The best news is no rain today, no rain tomorrow, no rain Sunday. After that, all bets are off. Right now, it looks like we've got a cold day. We've got a windy day with a high temperature up to about 51. Sunshine today for the first time in 6 days. Clear, very cold tonight, low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, but dry, high in the upper 50s. Close to freezing again Saturday night. Then on Sunday, we're into the low 60s. It's dry. Chance of more rain by late Sunday night after midnight and rain likely on Monday. Right now, it's 37 degrees, but you add in that north wind at 10 miles per hour, gusting to 20. The wind chill factor at Maxwell is 28 now at 7:06.
Remember the other day we mentioned that, aha!
The video has now reached a new milestone?
Yes, 1 billion views on YouTube, and we're celebrating. This is really well done, too. I still love this song. And the video. Probably the best ever made.
We're all getting paid. Made this song back in the 80s. It's still getting played. A billion people streamed us on YouTube. Money is great. It'll really help in my old age royalties.
I don't know if I mentioned this to you guys in the past or not, but I used to work for Styx.
Why is this just coming out now?
Because we've had more important things to talk about than my past. Yes. When I left the band, it was 1977, late in the year, and at that point, it had become, all right, I have done everything I can to help them achieve their dream. I had my own thing going on, and it was time. And I've never regretted that. The only time I ever get a pang is I left them before MTV came along, and they started making videos. And I don't know that I've ever seen a Styx video on any of their songs.
I can't remember one. Perhaps Mr. Roboto. Yeah. Remember that commercial for Volkswagen with the Mr. Roboto? Do you remember that? You know what I'm talking about?
Vaguely. How long ago was that?
It goes back a while.
You've never seen a
Styx video?
Or maybe I'm wrong. Didn't like Jimmy Fallon do a shot for shot remake of a video for Styx?
He may have. Yeah, with somebody else.
He did it a few times, and I thought he recently did one with Styx, but I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, he did, and we could look it up.
Well, I'm looking it up now.
Because I'm gonna post the aha video just for the heck of it, because it is, to me, it's that good.
Yeah, they did Too Much Time on My Hands.
Yeah, I have seen that one.
Yeah.
But that was, who did that with Fallon, you know?
Paul Rudd. They did Too Much Time on My Hands, and then they also did, now I can't remember what the other one was.
You know, it's funny, the other day I was listening to Major League Baseball Network, and they used Lady as a bumper song.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of struck me as odd, but I think it was because it was on Valentine's Day. So they were playing romantic songs.
Okay.
Things of a love nature. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you're in a wreck, whether it's cosmetic damage or your car looks like it got punched out, whatever the case, Montgomery Paint and Body is the place you want to take it. From day one, the Turner family ethic is this. We're going to find all the damage, we're going to report that to the insurance company, and we're going to fix all the damage that we find, and we're going to restore that car to a look that we deem as good as new, and maybe even better. That showroom moment, you know, everybody, when you buy a car and you see it, yeah, that's what I want. They want you to have that feeling all over again when you come back to pick up your vehicle. They employ some of the most talented people in the paint and body repair business. They have state-of-the-art technologies of all that. But what they have more than anything else is a commitment to excellence. One time I went to pick up my car. It was after one of the mailbox.
Yeah.
Those accidental collisions I had. And Donnie Turner must have been like a good 30 or 40 feet away. And he says, wait a second. There's something on the door. I couldn't see it. So he walks all the way over to the car, and it was just a speck of dust.
Right.
But he took one of their cleaning towels and removed it and said, now you're ready to go.
Have you ever watched them with a pad in their hand?
Yes.
And then wonder what they're looking at that you're not seeing?
If they had been doctors, no one would ever die because they don't miss a darn thing. Yeah. They are absolutely the best at diagnostics when it comes to assessing what needs to be fixed and repair. So I hate to use the term more bang for your buck, but if you're in a wreck, you want the best effort possible to restore the look of your vehicle, and you'll get it. And Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with AW. Your local news and a super convoluted expialidocious intro to Random Facts coming up next.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery County EMA says some homes have been evacuated because of flooding concerns across the area. The EMA surveyed flooding in the Cedar Point neighborhood and on Dozier Road. Officials will monitor these areas as the floodwaters recede. Montgomery police have identified the woman who was killed in a hit-and-run on Interstate 85 earlier this week. Authorities say 53-year-old Angela Calloway of Titus was killed Sunday on 85 South near Forest Avenue. Police are still looking for the driver who left the scene. And the Salvation Army of Montgomery has fallen victim to multiple break-ins since December. There have been 4 break-ins in just the last 2 weeks. Montgomery police are investigating and say they will increase patrols in the area. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On February 21st, 1979, the world welcomed little baby Jennifer Love Hewitt. After the actress was born, the doctor remarked,
"Hey, Mom, I know what you did last summer."
Jennifer Love Hewitt, a star is born.
And now,
Hewitt.
Ah, screw it.
Let's just enjoy random.
Oh, my gosh. That was complicated.
There's a lot of parts involved in that. A lot of parts and timing.
Kind of went with the theme, too.
Yeah.
Did you know? Stendhal syndrome.
What is it?
Stendhal syndrome. Stendhal syndrome.
Okay.
Whatever. It's a psychological reaction to seeing something incredibly beautiful, like my face. It's a horrible psychological reaction. It has been observed in tourists who are visiting the Uffizi Gallery in Florence.
Oh, we've all been there.
Many of whom experience palpitations, dizziness, and even fainting just from viewing something that is incredibly beautiful.
Really?
Have you ever seen something so beautiful that you've become dizzy or faint?
I don't think so.
What, really? That's all it took for you was so... They're beautiful.
And that was in National Geographic.
The worst part is you have no idea why you're having Stendhal syndrome. Is there a connection between...
I'd like to say that I probably have, but I don't remember maybe what it was, as far as art's concerned. I've been to the Smithsonian. I've been to the art gallery in D.C. or whatever's up there, and I've been the Chihuly glass exhibit in Seattle is amazing to see. I tell you, for me, I guess it depends. Art is subjective, right? It's something that it means something different. So when I got to see some of the original puppets that Henson used.
Wow.
When he was first starting out, because there was an exhibit at a museum in Seattle, a traveling exhibit, happened to be there while I was there one year, and I totally went to that. And to see some of those original puppets and everything was a moment for me.
I can say that at Gettysburg, at the museum, that cyclorama, I forget what it's called, cyclorama, it's a picture that was created at the time about the Pickett's charge.
Yeah.
And it surrounds you. And I got very taken by that.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that was Stendhal syndrome?
It could be. It could be. Just see something like that. I think that's a perfect example of you visiting
Gettysburg. That'd be a good thread on Facebook.
For you, maybe it would be
Janelle at her wedding.
Well, oh,
there's that.
Yeah,
I mean that was about as close, and I held it together. That,
yeah,
you know, that's about as close
when you're overwhelmed
to a physical reaction to a sight, because you've talked about that day for so many years.
Right,
and there it is. And there she is.
I was thinking of something more of a historical nature. So Dealey Plaza, if you ever get there.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
The effect that has. I may do that some Saturday. I may see if I can get a flight to Dallas.
They have a direct from Montgomery.
They do.
And go there, go see it, and come back same day.
Right.
Might do that.
Until you get there and be like, man, I wish I had stayed another day.
Yeah, that's always a possibility.
Did you know of the maned wolf? And it's got a whole scientific name for it that I'm not even going to try to pronounce.
Maned?
Maned wolf, M-A-N-E-D. Wolf, and I'll try and get you a picture up here shortly. It is the largest canid of South America. It is neither a fox nor a wolf, although it looks like a fox looking at it here. It's got the markings and the distinction of a fox, but it's got the height and the build of a wolf. It's the only species in that genus, whatever it is, the word I'm not going to pronounce, which literally means golden dog, and it communicates mainly by scent markings and a kind of roar bark.
Interesting.
Half roar, half bark.
And it's, where is it?
South America.
South America.
Right. Is where it's at. Did you know of a man named Carl Unthen?
Unthen?
He was a Prussian violinist.
Mm-hmm.
Born in 1848, died in 1929. He was born without arms. At the age of 10, he taught himself to play the violin by strapping it to a stool and using his feet.
You're kidding, man.
Wow.
It's just amazing how people adapt, isn't it?
Yeah. If he broke a string, he replaced it and tuned it using only his toes.
Jeez almighty.
By the way, he's not only a violinist, he's a skilled marksman. Operating a rifle with his feet.
Wow.
You're kidding me. I mean, that's just amazing, the human ability to adapt.
That's what the guys at Gulf States always talk about. He says, you don't understand, when people have to confront a limitation like that, something amazing takes place. Because they don't want to settle into a self-pity. They want to do what they can.
Dogs with three legs are amazing.
They're another way they teach us, yes.
Yeah. Did you know, this is interesting to me. The pronunciation of ing on a word.
Ing?
Yeah.
Like sitting.
Yeah.
Or standing or cleaning or washing or.
Yeah.
The original.
Jay.
The original pronunciation of ing was to drop the G. Standing, cleaning.
Yeah.
Washing.
I thought that was lazy speech.
Yeah.
Sitting.
Hey, we're coming right back.
You're freaking right.
I thought he was going to hit the thing again. Anyway, the original pronunciation was just like that. The ing pronunciation caught on later, perhaps under the influence of the spelling of everything. But yeah, it was originally done that way, which is weird, because I've always said, hey, you need to pronounce every letter in the word, right?
Yeah.
If it's cleaning or washing or sitting or standing.
But now a colloquial will put an N and an apostrophe.
Right, exactly. That's the only way it exists now. Did you know Larry Tesler? He worked at the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center, also known as PARC. He first implemented the copy and paste tool in the mid-70s.
Wow.
And
you mean for, like, for computer, where the day I discovered...
He died, by the way, this past Wednesday, I think.
The day I discovered cut and paste was like the angels sung. It's like,
yeah,
I know that. I don't have to retype that!
At first, I resisted using a computer until I found out how fast you could do all that stuff.
Control C, Control V, I love you.
Yeah, that was Larry Tesler. He passed away, I want to say it was just earlier this week at some point. Coming up on Random Facts, we got a lot for you. We're going to talk about Indiana liquor laws, the anglerfish, an interesting brewery, which is also hard to say. Brewery. The Anytime Fitness chain. Tell you a little bit of a random fact about that. Skepticism, the word skepticism, a U.S. president, and an Elvis random fact. It's all coming up on Random Facts.
7:22, pay attention. We'll have a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz that follows immediately afterward. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK offering the chance to have your vision restored. You know, it's been, gosh, about 15 years since I could not read a printed page the way I took for granted for so many years. And there's nothing. Having to use glasses really kind of killed the joy of reading for me. I was reading a book a week for a good part of my life, believe it or not. And studying, when I say I've read 12 books on Pearl Harbor and 10 on the Manhattan Project and other things, those are things I really used to delve into. Baseball books as well. But I don't know. So I would really love to have my vision fixed with LASIK. Unfortunately, my vision issue that causes me to require readers can't be fixed with a LASIK procedure. But maybe yours can. And everybody I know that's had LASIK, from Joey and others, they just describe what an amazing experience it is to, after all the years and time and inconvenience of glasses, to open their eyes and see 20/20 crystal clear vision. It's an amazing experience, and it's really worth it. Step one, though, if you're interested in LASIK, is to see the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK, a practice with 75-plus years of experience. It takes just a few minutes. You can do it on a lunch hour very easily. These people have customer service down to a fine science, so make an appointment. It's totally free. Fill out a little paperwork. And then find out whether or not your vision issue can be fixed with LASIK. And if it is, why not? They can also help you finance it with care credit for qualified customers. 271-3804 is the number to call. 271-3804. Or just learn more by going to onlinemep.com. 7:24, part two of Random Facts, coming up.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Once again this morning, we're seeing a lot of people from Emerald Mountain coming around Rifle Range to Redland Road out 231 because of flooding at the toll bridge. And we've got a big backup on Redland Road, Rifle Range, and at 231 Jasmine Hill and the River Bridge. As those lights cycle, folks are getting out. Just be patient. Use caution there. We're seeing a lot of traffic on the boulevard now. Atlanta Highway inbound to Madison and downtown building, as well as Troy Highway. 31 out of Prattville, I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy at times. That through downtown Montgomery at the interchange. Keep it here. We've got no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Well, the 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank and is going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolate, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
In the race for U.S. Senate, it might shock you to know that Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville is for amnesty for illegal aliens. It's shocking, but true. Just listen to his own words.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here. But we all come. Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Give them jobs? Let them become citizens? That would mean taking jobs from you and giving them to people here illegally. Listen again.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here.
And once they're here, Tuberville wants to give them amnesty.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Those are Tommy Tuberville's own words.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Tommy said it, and he can't deny it. He backs amnesty for illegals and wants to give them jobs. Tuberville puts them ahead of you.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, break glass for the final six.
Random.
Whoa. This with sound effects now.
I know.
Man.
Getting.
Raising the bar.
Gutsy.
Raising the bar.
Did you know Indiana liquor stores can't sell refrigerated water or soda?
The question becomes...
Why? I don't exactly know what it is. I don't know why. The law specifies that they should be in the exclusive business of selling adult beverages and that any water or soda sold needs to be room temperature only.
Hmm.
I don't understand that, but okay.
Every state's got weird laws like that.
They do. Did you know the anglerfish?
No.
Okay. The anglerfish begins reproduction with the typically larger female absorbing the smaller male into its body.
Well, that would be interesting.
The two then share a circulatory system. The male receives nutrients from the female, and then, you know, he provides what he needs to provide. And, you know, then that's how it goes.
Did I need a note to get in here today?
Just saying, he does what he does.
From
while he's,
it's an inside job.
It really is. Yes, it is. Did you know? Here's another strange and weird random facts. Okay. A company called BrewDog Brewery. Which is a hard word to say, by the way. Brewery. BrewDog Brewery serves the world's strongest beer out of a dead animal.
What?
It was created in 2010 with an initial batch of 12. The beer is 55% alcohol.
Oh, man.
And has a price tag of anywhere between $550 to $750. And it served in a bottle that comes inside of a dead animal.
Why?
Don't... That, well, so that you'll pay $550 to $750.
That's, sounds like something that traditionally goes back centuries.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did you know Anytime Fitness, the chain?
Yeah.
The fitness chain? It is the first franchised company to have locations on all seven continents, including Antarctica.
That's nice to know.
Yeah.
You can't get a cheeseburger down there, but you can get
a workout. But you can get a workout, exactly. Did you know the word skepticism?
Skepticism
is the longest typed word on a typewriter or a keyboard in which you alternate hands every letter.
Oh, if you type.
If you type in the, you know, and you if you're not a, what is a hunt and peck kind of person?
Yeah, I'm a pecker. I'm a two finger.
But I'm the fastest pecker you will ever see on a keyboard.
Whoa.
Hey, if your own head goes there, it's your problem.
I'm two fingers.
I'm fast.
Two-finger Thomas, we'd call him.
I can do 55, 60 words a minute.
I type so much a day, it's amazing how fast I am.
That's Rich Thomas. He types with two fingers. Two-finger Thomas is what he was known as back in the day.
Do it with my toes. Yeah. With my toes.
And now the weather with two-finger Thomas.
Yeah.
See?
We'll call him that because he's only got two fingers. Yeah. Yeah, so if you type skepticism using the method of, you know, the A, whatever, the G and H, the home keys, that sort of thing, every letter will be alternated. Did you know the last U.S. president to fluently speak a foreign language?
I just saw this the other day.
The last president
to fluently speak a
foreign language.
To fluently speak a foreign language.
I don't know. I want to say that Kennedy could, but I...
She could.
She could, but I don't know about him. So I'm going to go with Kennedy, but you know what? It might be Eisenhower.
I'm going to go back further than that.
Okay.
And vote for Harding.
Bush had a partial. He could partially speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Clinton could partially speak German.
Clinton.
Carter had some Spanish.
Okay.
But it was FDR.
FDR. What did he speak?
Oddly enough, he spoke fluent French and German.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's the first I've heard that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Did not know that.
That's impressive. Thank you.
And finally, how many Grammy Awards did Elvis win in his career?
Zero.
He won three.
Okay.
But all of it was for gospel music.
Right, right.
It's your fault I said zero because... That's always a random fact.
Right. Setup.
It's not always the answer you expect.
Exactly. No, he never won for any kind of rock, pop, R&B, anything like that. It was all gospel music. He won three Grammy Awards. Those are your random facts.
Well, the Elvis did amazing stuff with gospel bands. It is 7:35.
I just think the Grammys are pretentious.
Well, yeah, they are. speaking of pretentious, we have... Joaquin Phoenix coming up later today.
Is he off his jet today?
No, he was at a dairy yesterday, showing his derriere. It is 7:35. We'll check traffic here in a second. Infusion. Have you been to Infusion? Have you at least visited the website and browsed the services they offer? Because they have so many ways, especially if you're still looking at this year as an opportunity to make some changes in the way you live your life, like losing weight. Did you know they have a vitamin IV that will help boost your metabolism?
Right.
Talk to Ryan Turner or Lori or anybody on the staff about vitamin IV therapy for weight loss in addition to so many other ways it can help you. I just did one last Saturday, and I don't think it's a coincidence that I've been getting better every day this week, finally, after 3 weeks of hacking and everything else. A high vitamin C concentrate IV.
I was there with you Saturday.
That's right.
It was amazing.
And the replenishment, this all goes in. You know, if you take pills and stuff for vitamins, not that they're bad, but you only absorb a small fraction of what you take in. But with vitamin IV therapy, it all goes in, and you get the immediate benefit. If you've been going at it a little bit too hard, they have one that's very restorative if you're feeling dehydrated or achy. Speaking of pain, they have many ways at infusion to help you with that, including Juve light therapy, cryotherapy, and I got a great chiropractor in there that I go to for acupuncture, Dr. Terry Gross. There's so many different ways they can enhance your life. Check it all out at infusioncryoandlaser.com or call 296-1662, 296-1662. Talk to Ryan Turner or the ever-so-awesome Lovely Laurie or any of the great staff at Infusion, or again, infusioncryoandlaser.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Rich, I appreciate all the ones you sent in. I'm going to go rogue on you.
Okay.
what state is it a law that the liquor stores have to sell water and soda at room temperature? What state is that a law in that we mentioned anyway? You may know of others, but the one we mentioned.
You've got a 1 in 57 chance of winning, so it's worth the
which
call
is
to 217.
Better than our chances of either dying or getting $1 million or $5 million.
That didn't work out too well.
No, we're all dead.
One of our listeners does want us to flip the coin again. 272-9228, 272-9228. We are standing by right now for your call.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are seeing a lot of cars inbound on I-65 and 85. We got that morning slowdown in place on I-65 southbound at the 143 from Millbrook. Also, slow traffic I-85 southbound, Mount Meigs up to Chantilly Parkway. Busy at all the major intersections on the boulevard around the city, Atlanta Highway, Vaughn and Taylor all building. And we've got a bunch of congestion on 231 at Jasmine Hill Road and Rifle Range Road this morning. Folks trying to get into downtown Montgomery, come on, buckle up, drive carefully, and be patient in the slowdowns, all right? Exhibitors are needed for career discovery at Trenum State. This hands-on expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to centralalabamaworks.com for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services to perform regular lawyers.
I guess Reese must be on the way to school, wants to play and win random facts. Hey, Reese.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Are you on your... Yeah, I was going to say, are you on your way to school?
Yes, sir.
Where do you go to school?
East Memorial Christian Academy.
Oh, very nice.
Hey, cool. Is that in Prattville?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, their church used to be the church that I went to because it was right in my neighborhood before they got real big and moved, which you're too young to remember. They had already moved by the time that you went there, but I'm familiar with that. Okay, Reese, you're only, how old? You're 11?
Yes, sir.
All right.
What state are we talking about? Which one of the states?
No reason you should be in one of these places, but...
Illinois, I think.
Illinois?
Oh, not it. Not it.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
You're close.
But keep trying. That's
hey,
how you
but you're in
win.
Our grand prize
you
drawing.
You are. You're in our drawing
win.
For the end of the, for today.
Yeah, you may win something
right.
Next hour.
That is.
So stay home from school.
Friday.
Stay home from school.
No. Thanks, Reese.
Teddy.
Hi.
Hey, Teddy.
Hey. Hey, good morning. Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday.
Same.
So, Indiana.
There
Indiana.
You go.
Indiana.
That's what we're looking for.
Which is next to Illinois. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
What a dreary place that can be.
Indiana?
They have a...
Depends.
They have some weird alcohol laws in Connecticut, too. Oh, I'm born and raised from New Orleans, so I joined
everywhere.
The Navy and I got to Connecticut. They don't sell alcohol after 8 p.m. in mm-hmm. Connecticut. They don't sell alcohol on holidays. So,
right. Right.
I don't think they sold alcohol before noon on Sundays here when I first moved here.
That's true.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Now you can buy alcohol here 24/7.
And there were some places that you couldn't buy it on Sundays at all.
Yeah, blue laws.
Some major cities at 1 a.m. At 1 a.m. in Minneapolis, they take the beer out of your hand. 1 a.m. And here in Montgomery, Alabama, with the Bible Belt, we you can get a drink anytime.
Teddy, yep. Hang on. You were not going to be able to get you any alcohol at Food Outlet, but some great deals, including 5 pounds of ground beef with $10. It's $1.97 this week at Food Outlet. We'll run down a few more specials coming up.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Well, the good news is it's not raining. And the good news is the sun is out for the first time in 6 days. However, it is chilly out there this morning. North winds at 10, gusting to 20 miles per hour, are just cutting right through you. Cold day today. That 51 high will seem much colder because of the wind, but sunshine will be prevalent. Clear, very cold tonight, low in the upper 20s. The winds will die down. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, but, you know, a pretty nice day. Upper 50s tomorrow, close to freezing again on Saturday night. Sunday's high in the low 60s. We're dry. Chance of more rain by late Sunday night. I'm talking about after midnight. And rain likely Monday. Right now this morning, 37 degrees. Wind chill factor 28. Now at 8:40, I beg your pardon, the time is 7:43.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
A little bit later, you get a shot at a $10 Sifu Bistro gift card. When we do our conundrum up next, though, it's today's edition of Animal Stories and more.
Report.
What?
Deere & Company says the U.S. farm sector is showing signs of stabilizing, though its worldwide sales of agriculture and turf equipment are expected to decline 5 to 10% this year. It's predicting construction and forestry equipment sales will be down 10 to 15%. The airline industry is expected to take a $29 billion hit from the coronavirus. It's forecasting the first decline in global air traffic since the financial crisis because airlines have suspended service to China. Coca-Cola says its business will also see the impact, though it still expects earnings to meet forecasts this year. Coca-Cola's largest market is the U.S., followed by Mexico and then China. The parent company of Ruth's Chris Steakhouse is reporting a stronger-than-expected holiday quarter, and it is raising its dividend for shareholders. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
We've coiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
And pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have identified the woman who was killed in a hit and run on Interstate 85 earlier this week. Authorities say 53-year-old Angela Calloway of Titus was killed Sunday on 85 South near Forest Avenue. Police are still looking for the driver who left the scene. The Salvation Army of Montgomery has fallen victim to multiple break-ins since December. There have been 4 break-ins in just the last 2 weeks. Montgomery police are investigating and say they will increase patrols in the area. And the Montgomery County EMA says some homes have been evacuated because of flooding concerns across the area. The EMA surveyed flooding in the Cedar Point neighborhood and on Dozier Road. Officials will monitor these areas as the floodwaters recede. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mark your calendar for Thursday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center as The Impact presents the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man in concert.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
Tickets start at $22 and are available at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets now at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, it's time for your Friday edition of Animal Stories. True stories featuring creatures from around the animal kingdom with Wolfman bringing us to the vocal.
Yeah, that kind of worked.
Kind of did. I got to bail out of the music just long enough to remind everybody about this moment at the Oscars 2 weeks ago.
There's a reason why Joaquin Phoenix Dairy has America's best dairy products.
We go into the natural world and we plunder it for its resources.
Those resources are cows. That's where milk comes from. At Joaquin Phoenix Dairy, our methods are tried and true.
Artificially inseminate a cow. And when she gives birth, we steal her baby. And then we take her milk that's intended for a calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal.
Because it's so delicious.
I don't know what I'd be without it.
You'd have osteoporosis, probably, Joaquin.
We share the same love.
The love of farm-fresh milk, butter, and cheese. Why Joaquin Phoenix Dairy? Because he's an A-list Oscar-winning Hollywood celebrity and knows better than you. That's why.
Joaquin Phoenix Dairy, made with pretentiousness.
Joaquin Phoenix Dairy. We artificially inseminate the cows, so you don't have to.
There'll be no more Tusk, because I stupidly forgot that when I played the...
Oh, it killed it?
Yeah. Wow, scary landing. Where did that happen? Anyway, yesterday, Joaquin went to a dairy and rescued a cow and her calf, actually a slaughterhouse.
Those were used for milking that did not produce enough milk anymore.
I see.
For whatever reason.
So then they were here to be
harvested.
Murdered.
You have to understand my side, how I understand yours.
I understand, but your language is powerful.
So, harvested, please.
Murdered, okay.
All right.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Harvested, murdered, harvested, murdered, harvested.
Now get back on your jet, man.
Duck season, rabbit season, yeah. Duck season, rabbit season.
I say it's duck season and I say fire.
And actually,
I hate rabbits.
The slaughterhouse rule is they don't separate the cow and the calf, so they would. He fundamentally made a scene and rescued nobody. Just want to let you know he is at least consistent. Speaking of cows, you can get ground beef for $1.97 a pound at Food Outlet. You get the lowest price on milk, cheese, dairy products, everything, including eggs. A dozen and a half Surefine eggs, 2 for $3. That means 36 eggs for $3. So we'll be doing a lot of omeletting around here.
I like that.
But man, these prices, how about New York strip steaks, $4.98 a pound? So you guys already know, next week you're getting, because I bought a Boston butt last week when they were like $1.08 a pound. Made the barbecue sauce, the homemade barbecue sauce, and you guys on Monday can let me know whether you want that sandwich style or if you'd like me to fold it into a cheesy omelet. Whatever you decide, you just let your old buddy Greg know.
Next Thursday, I would request a light breakfast.
Yes.
Right.
If you don't mind.
You got a doctor appointment later?
No. I don't know if you're going. You're probably going too. Rodeo luncheon.
Yeah, that's right. The SLE rodeo
luncheon. SLE rodeo luncheon is on Thursday.
Luncheon.
And it is, Greg, you're more, I'm sure you got the email about it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, I don't think you would.
They don't want
I'm not sure that you would go anyway, just for how much of your day it would eat up, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, they've got navel oranges, a 4-pound bag for $2.95, so I'll bring you guys some of those. Orange, you're going to be happy with that?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have to be naval. It could be Army. It could be, you know, Air Force.
Rich Thomas.
Adorable.
Isn't he? Food Outlet, cost plus 10 throughout the store, and these amazing specials, $1.97 pound for ground beef and more, at all three locations in Millbrook on Highway 14, just west of Highway 31 on Main Street in the Preferred Community, and I'll see you Sunday morning around 7:30 on Coliseum Boulevard.
Let's face it, moving is stressful, whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't.
call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Once again this morning, we're seeing a lot of congestion on Redland Road and Highway 231, also at Jasmine Hill. We're seeing very slow traffic on 231 out of Wetumpka headed into Montgomery this morning. A lot of traffic building on Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, Vaughn Road, Taylor. We're seeing a lot of inbound traffic on the Troy Highway. Slowdowns on I-85 southbound from Mount Meigs to Chantilly Parkway. Got a big slowdown once again this morning, as usual, on 65 southbound at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. Slow traffic from Cobbs Ford into Montgomery. Use caution. Got no accidents officially reported to us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Lindmark, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Take this crown and shove it. I am royalty no more. Selling the Rolls Royce, moving from the castle. I'd rather be poor. Be a normal guy, just Megan and I. Shopping at the grocery store. So take this crown and shove it. I am royalty no more.
I think they're regretting that decision. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, well.
7:57. Next hour, find out how the only officer of a town in New Hampshire where
Pepperidge Farm remembers
took it when he was laid off, and what the Tooth Fairy is paying out these days. We get that number every year. It's in. Cliff?
Hi.
Yeah, besides everything else your morning show does, Greg, I think I found a good way for you to save money. When you messed up on Tusk and then Jay started singing it in the background, I could not tell the difference.
Jay does a dead-on Lindsey Buckingham impersonation.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks.
I don't know. It's just one of the best drum beats, and then I can't do horns, but you know.
I should have put it on hotkey. But I wanted to go back and tell the original story. When I did that, I wound up killing the song. And I offer from the bottom of my heart.
Sorry!
An apology.
We have to wait till Monday now.
Yeah, Monday. But boy, next hour, we got some amazing stuff, including something you've probably seen on your TikTok page. Because I saw it on mine. That's ahead.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to. And right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino.